outfit down in front so we all can see. Well, what do you know? It's Jubilee! Come on, men. Stomp right in. Hawthorne Hall is wound up like a yo-yo tonight. And here are the folks who will toss the tempo at you. Gerald Wilson, his new and sensational orchestra. Herb Jeffries, sending from the console. The Wilsonites with Dick Gray, a combo from Madness. Not to mention Gerald Wilson's trumpet. And our special guest, Eddie Duffy's Tavern Green. Our master of ceremonies. The man whose trademarks are his magnetic personality and his broad background, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, Vern Smith, glasses, and Mercy McCool. Me and me packing a bag of scissors tonight, so latch onto the satchel and open at your own risk. If you want your bag smashed and read with him, here's a man who can do it. Yeah, he'll beat it out if you can take his wicked breaks. It's that new and solid officer led by Gerald Wilson.
Thank you, Ernie, and folks, it's swell to be flying the Jubilee beam with you.
It's a cosmic singing group operating under the Wilson beat. Here they are, the four Wilsonettes with Dick Gray. Lend them ears, folks, while they heat you with Louise.
Each little rose tells me it knows I love you. Just to see and hear you brings joy I never knew. And to be so near you thrills me through and through. Now you can see why I wanted a kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me?
That is Gerald Wilson's Super Quintet knocking themselves out. And now for a vocal treat. Here's a lad who can swing the nonny nonny or rest it out with the indigo temple. I'm referring to the boy with the last song, Lonix, Herb Jeffrey. Welcome to our big little joint, Herb.
Glad to be here, honey.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about you. They say you can do anything a bird can do.
Don't ask me to sit on a telephone wire, folks.
Nothing like that. I just heard you sing like a thrush. Your high notes have the quality of a nightingale.
Yeah, and I've laid a few eggs in my time.
Sure, that does it. You better sing, Herb. Give us a taste of April in Paris.
Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under a tree. Felt its fond embrace. April in Paris. Oh, who can I run to? Just look what you've done to my. I never knew my heart could sing, never felt it warm and brave till April in Paris.
Jeffrey's beating his chops. Folks, Armed Force Radio Service is about to swivel a pail of steam your way. What I mean to say is...
Excuse me, you're blocking the exit, son.
Well, now, how dare you interrupt me that way?
Well, you know a better way? Than...
Why, it's Eddie Green!
Well, what's going on there, you see, that it says me and everybody applauding and all I'm doing is looking for my grandfather. He should be here somewhere.
Well, what would he be doing here?
He's looking for me.
Oh, I see, yes.
We both are looking for Duffy's cabin.
Oh, I see. Is that so?
Yeah. Did I tell you about my grandfather?
No, you haven't told me anything about him.
I didn't tell you?
No. What about your grandfather?
Oh, everybody knows my grandfather.
No.
You should. Let me tell you what. Grandfather, did I say... Listen. My father is the most... What make my father so careful, you see? My father takes after my... Grandpa take after my father, too. See what I mean?
No, 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 no.
I got to tell it. The reason my father is so careful, you see...
Yeah.
What make him... You see, when I was born, there was two of us. Me and another fellow was born together, and Pop... Pop had been out rather late that night.
Yeah, yeah.
And as he comes staggering in, as he come walking in, the nurse walked. She says to him, "Congratulations, Mr. Green. Yes, both of them, you know."
And oh, that's
right. He looked down and seen it was two of us and happened to look at the clock and see it was 2 o'clock. And he said, "A man has got to be careful." He said, "He might have come home at 12, he said. So... I want to tell you about my grandfather is because Grandpop is a man. What is a man?
Oh, I know that.
He can sit down and talk to... He used to tell me, he says, in the beginning, he says, all the people what lived on earth was monkeys. That's what he said.
Your father said that.
Grandpop said. That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, man, I could never look at Grandpop and doubt that because he looked... He said that the first two monkeys was Adam and Eve.
Oh, no.
He said that. He said they lived on out in Watts or somewhere out there. So it seemed as though Adam got mad.
Yeah.
Adam got mad and went out and left Eve home, and Eve got hungry and ate up Adam's apple or something. And when Adam come and found there was no apple, he got mad. He got mad, he smacked Eve, and Eve said, the Bible said he raised Cain. What they done, they got put out.
Yeah.
They didn't pay their... They got put out from there, see? And they went from there to the land of Goshen, where Pharaoh was running the game. Yeah, so... King Solomon was living in that. You know,
yes,
Solomon.
Yes, I know.
John L. Solomon. So Solomon. But Solomon was living.
Yeah.
And Solomon was a very wise man.
Sure, very wise man.
Solomon had 1,000 wives.
Yeah.
And he was breast broken. So every night, Solomon would... I'll never forget Grandpa sat down and told me. He said, boy, he said, you should know the history of the world. He got a job as his cook. Fastest cook in the world.
Oh, no, I know better than that.
What do you mean?
I know better. Your grandfather can't cook that. Can't cook fast.
Who can't cook? What?
Your grandfather. Tell me, what did he ever cook fast?
He was a fat you. Grandpa was cooking in the Depot restaurant in Chicago.
Yeah.
75 actors coming across the country stopped in Chicago for lunch. Only had 10 minutes. 75 actors, and they all rushed into the restaurant and ordered ham and eggs. The waiter was standing alongside the counter.
Yeah.
Hot turn, the waiter said, he didn't scare nobody.
No.
The waiter know my grandpa. Been working with him for years.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I don't understand
that. Don't tell me that. Wait till I tell you about this here. The waiter simply turned around and hollered into the kitchen door. He said, ham and eggs on 75.
Ham and eggs on 75.
That's what the waiter said.
What did your pa say?
He said, take them away before I burn them.
Thank you for getting lost in Hot Horn Hall. And now back to a citizen who knows his way around. It's Gerald Wilson once more. You've heard his educated trumpet treated with Benny Carter and Jimmy Lunsford. Here it is now, cutting loose on its own. Yes, Gerald Wilson sending from the lip. It goes in sawdust, and how it comes out, we'll soon discover. man from headquarters, and how he blew. Yeah, we're floating with Fahrenheit this meeting time. You can stop jumping on the balcony now and settle back for a lolly-trolly ride down Melody Lane. Herb Jefferson's going to swing out of the end of a cantata and be smooth. Get a load of Out of This World.
That no mortal ever knew. When you're right out of a book, the fairy tale I read when I was so high. No armored knight out of a book was more enchanted by Lorelei than I. After waiting so long for the right time, after reaching so long for a star, all at once from the long and lonely night time, and despite time, here you are. Oh, I'd cry. Let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two with you. After waiting so long for the right time, after reaching so long for a star, all at once from the long and lonely night time, and despite time, here you are. Oh, I'd cry out of this world if you said we were through. Let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two with you.
My ears if they ain't baggy enough. Uh-oh. Well, my ticket is time to accentuate the finale. Jive and jounce with the King of Bounce. Gerald Wilson coming at you now with I Don't Know What It Is. Burn 'em, men. Before we sass the jive and break for five, here's a mellow memo. We're coming back next week with more Theraflam. So buzz up and be sharp, Buster. Until then, this is Ernie. I've got to have a big bread basket for all them Rose Whitman. Saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.